There was a very good article just before Christmas by Francis Frangipani, where he was talking about the rise of Islam and the radicalisation of the few. And he was drawing a parallel between the fact that whatever they studied and however deeply they studied it really governed the fact that they became radical at the end of the day and became killers. And he was drawing a parallel between us and the Islamic faith. Because whatever we study will take us deeper. And those of us who have decided to go all the way with God, to really be radical with the Father and with Jesus and the Holy Spirit, find ourselves going deeper and deeper and deeper into the Word, and hopefully becoming, therefore, more and more and more like Christ, in the same way as the radical Islamists are becoming more and more and more and more like the Antichrist. This is not a message about Islamophobia or whatever you call it. It's an example of whatever you follow, if you follow hard after it, will bring you to a certain conclusion. So my question to you today really is, what are you radical about? What is it that consumes your life? What goal are you pursuing? Because it will actually dictate where you end up. If you decided at the beginning of this year that instead of just being a mediocre Christian, you were going to be an on fire Christian and you were going to go all the way with God, it will be that will be consuming a lot of your thinking, a lot of your waking life, a lot of your dreaming. If, on the other hand, that you've decided that you're not going to do that, you'll be like the majority of those who believe in Islam, ordinary people who want to harm no one. So I suppose in a way this is a plea to understand that when you're looking at IS or whatever they call themselves, you're looking at a minority group, not a majority group. Like you're looking at radical Christians, that they're a minority group, not a majority group. But in both cases, they can turn the world upside down and influence it for good or for evil, depending on their belief system. These dear ones do not want your condemnation. They need your love and your prayer. Because the end of the line for them, whether they're mediocre or whether they're radical, is not, we cannot conceive, because it's too awful to think about. So what have you decided this year? Are you going to step up in God? Are you going to set your sights higher? Are you going to go from being a believer or a follower to being a disciple? He's given you free will. God never coerces anyone. He always invites, follow me. So if you're going to continue to follow him, there are going to be some radical choices you're going to have to make during the course of this year. But the benefits are out of this world. So in your choice making, in your consideration, just think, is there any eternal value in the choice that I'm going to be making right now? Is it going to store up for me wood, hay and stubble? Or gold, silver and precious jewels for that day? We do need to think a little bit more deeply maybe about things than we have done in the past, don't we? Because this year and those that succeed it are going to bring us closer and closer to the end of all things. We can't hide from it any longer. We cannot afford any longer to ignore our end time theology. We're in it. You have free will. You have free choice. Are you going to be radical for God? God bless you.